46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. And we are ready to get the day underway, James Timberlake.
It's a Wednesday, the 25th.
Do you remember?
I always forget the 5th of September. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
My dad is going to get so mad at me for that because my mom and my dad's first date was they have some sort of relation to that song, if I remember correctly. And I never remember what the date is for that.
All right. Well, maybe we'll play it later. Guess who's 100 today? June Lockhart, actress.
Okay.
She was in Lassie when it was black and white TV.
I know. What are you doing here?
I know. Lost in Space. I mean, just a myriad of... She turns 100 today. Awesome, June. Carly Simon. She's awesome singer-songwriter. 80 today. Jimmy Walker from comedian and actor from Good Times.
Okay.
78 today. On the date book, 1630. The fork is introduced to American dining.
Ah.
How about that?
So in 1629, they were just like...
Right.
It was all spoons.
Probably. Governor Winthrop was the man. Introduced that. Good job, Governor. In 1788, Virginia becomes the 10th U.S. state. 1868, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina are readmitted to the Union. 1876, James, happened just up the road. Lieutenant Colonel George Custer and the 7th Cavalry wiped out by Sioux and Cheyenne in the Battle of the Little Bighorns in Montana.
That was today.
Today.
Wow.
1876.
Great, memorial museum they have.
Yes,
up there.
You need to go up
there.
Very
well done.
Yeah, if you haven't been up there, you need to go up there.
One of the prime areas, I think, just in terms of that sort of display. In our vicinity, if you will.
Republican National Convention in Chicago nominates Benjamin Harrison for president in 1888 on this date.
Ah, Benny Harry.
He went on to win that election, defeating Grover Cleveland.
Is that, or no, never mind. Never mind.
Okay. 1927, the first film with sound effects. Old San Francisco debuts.
First film with sound effects.
1927. 1929, President Hoover authorizes the building of the Boulder Dam, now known as the Hoover.
Hoover Dam, yeah.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Oh, I've been there, yeah, a couple times.
Cool?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I always kind of figured the Hoover Dam is like you drive over it and you're like, oh, well, that was that. That was the Hoover Dam.
Well, it can be that if you want it to be.
You just don't think about it.
Right. 6 months to Christmas, James.
Yes, it is. 25th, yeah.
25th of June. Start making your list. You can at least start making a list, right?
Checking it twice.
Yeah, see if you've been naughty or nice.
Yeah, there we go. Look at us, huh?
It's Catfish.
Get the Christmas music
That's
going.
Right. All right. Catfish Day today.
Oh, man, you're excited for that.
I am.
Yeah, have you ever done, what's it called?
Noodling?
Yep, you knew exactly where I was going with that. Yeah. Have you ever done that? Really? Do you want to do that?
No.
What?
I don't,
Why
be
not?
Honest with you. Because
for
what
those
they
that
what
don't
they
know what's noodling?
Noodling is where you're on a jump into the river, and
you say I don't need no rod.
You don't need a rod. You find where the hole is, okay, on the side of the bank under the water, and you put your hand in there.
Yep,
and you grab the catfish. Most of the time, the catfish is grabbing you.
Yep, going right up your forearm.
Right. I just don't like putting my hand in a hole up to my shoulder where I cannot see what's in it. I do know this personally. It didn't happen to me because I didn't do it. A friend of mine bit by a snake.
Ooh, yeah, that would not be.
Yeah, I'm not putting my hand in a hole that I can't see into.
Especially if it's like a water moccasin. Those are venomous.
I just don't have any desire to do that, to be honest with you.
Look, here's the thing. It was either invented by a caveman that hadn't figured out spears or fishing equipment yet, or it was somebody that had figured out fishing equipment, wasn't catching anything. It was like, screw this. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to get in there.
Not doing it. Not doing it. Color TV day today. All right.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Today is goat cheese. I don't believe I've ever had any goat cheese.
Have you? I don't think I have either.
Yeah. Police Community Cooperative Day.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. New world record. Drone light show in China.
Okay.
They put up nearly 12,000 drones.
Wow.
Spectacular gathering.
Wow, that is...
Yeah.
Man, that's a substantial amount
Yeah, I know, all in unison.
That's more. That's almost as many drones as there are people in Sheridan.
Yeah.
Give or take.
A ship carrying approximately 3,000 vehicles, including 800 electric vehicles, caught fire, sank in the Pacific Ocean. Oh, man.
Whoops.
Yeah. Hey, they found a team of paleontologists from the University of Kansas have found a significant find in Big Bend National Park in Texas. New species, 60-million-year-old possum.
Hmm.
Size of modern-day possum.
Size of a modern-day possum?
Yeah.
Well, when it... Okay.
So this is... So it isn't like, what, you know...
Massive.
Big as a book, big as a car, or anything like that. That was during the... See, that was that was around the Paleocene era.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 56 to 66 million years ago. And that was right after... And the reason is, it kind of that was kind of a reset as far as animals are concerned, because mm-hmm. the dinosaurs, because during that time...
They wiped out. Everything's underground.
They wiped out. And so the animals then became... When they came back, it was more of a normal size.
Right.
That we see now.
Big, but all the bigger stuff died off.
All right. How much do you know about your body, James? Human body. You know a lot.
No, probably less than I should.
Okay.
I would say.
Well, yeah, I think so. I agree with you. Me as well. 4 in 5 might consider ourselves knowledgeable about the human body. A survey of Americans revealed only 1 in 10 know O negative is a universal blood type.
I knew that. I will say I don't know my blood type.
That's the other one.
No clue.
35% of people do. You're in the 35 percentile group. Do not know their own.
Yeah, I don't. I had no idea. Don't they put that? Do they put that on your driver's license?
Great question. I don't know my wallet
right now,
in front of me.
Because I don't remember.
I don't believe they do.
They probably. I mean, they should, right? It would make sense that they did.
I don't know. I haven't looked at my license.
I'm looking right now.
All I do is glance at it, make sure it's in my wallet.
I don't see it. But I, you know, I am. Hey, they know.
So,
they know they can give my organs away. They just don't know what blood to give me if they look at this thing.
Oh, right. So, know your blood type. B plus.
That's yours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad one, isn't it? Because you can only get B plus, right?
I don't know. See, I don't know enough.
Yeah.
All I know is I need a blood transfusion. It'll give me one.
I got to hold on.
But
I can get
blood.
I can look it up here.
I don't think
quickly.
B plus is bad.
Well, that's the wrong word. But like bad's the wrong word. But like low transfer rate.
Oh,
I guess is what I was gonna say.
So check this out.
So B what did you say? B negative?
B plus.
B plus.
B positive.
B positive. You can get right. B. So you can get B and O.
Okay.
And that's about it.
So, blood donors in Sweden and the UK, I don't know if they do this or not, or if anybody does this. Here's a great way to encourage blood donation. Donors are sent a text message telling them when their blood has been used. Now that...
Cool. I'd want to know
that.
That,
to me, would be motivating.
That's a good... Yeah. That to be fair though, that is, I'm not calling you out on this here, Bob. That's kind of selfish. I need to know when my blood's being used in order for me to give it. I'm just like, if you're gonna give it, just give it.
Well, I know you should, but I think that, you know, to me, that might be a situation where maybe you haven't given or you skipped
true.
It's like that to me. Like, I need to do this. You know, it's just like everything else. It's just like marketing, James. You remind people.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, guess where I'm at? Here's what I have in my store. You know, this is like, hey, really need blood.
Fun fact.
And guess what? There is a blood drive in Story.
Yeah, there is.
Today, beginning this morning at 10 a.m. at the Story Branch Library.
There's another one coming up as well.
I know.
In Sheridan, so. I think tomorrow or Thursday.
And you know, when you get blood here, the blood stays in our area.
Yeah.
So that's way cool.
By the way, really quickly, fun fact for you, Bob, because now I'm looking into your blood because I don't know mine.
Oh, okay.
Be positive.
Be positive.
You're only, so 9% of people who are Caucasian in the U.S. have B positive blood. Only 9%.
9%.
Isn't that interesting? 25% of the Asian population in the United States have B positive blood.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Thanks for that fun fact
no idea.
There. This is cool, James. So get blood if you can, okay?
Definitely.
Sienna.
And then maybe you can figure out what your type is.
Yeah. Sienna, a 3-year-old lab and pit bull, unexpectedly alerted a man that he was about to have a seizure during an adoption event this month. The incident occurred in Rustburg, Virginia, where the dog was being showcased for adoption, approached the man, placed her paw on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
The alertness highlighted Sienna's potential as a service dog and the fact that her handlers were previously unaware of.
I mean, if you're that person, you're adopting the dog on the spot, right?
Oh, totally.
And that's, I mean,
right.
If there's ever a sign.
Yeah. First date went bad, James, from locking lips to angry words for a couple.
It was the bad breath. They mentioned it.
No, it was a dispute involving dentures damaged during the passionate kiss.
Oh, man.
Police were called after a 30-year-old man.
Police were called?
Yeah, police were called after a 30-year-old man got upset with his partner that he was kissing over a dental disaster. He told officers he had lost 4 false teeth while making out with his date.
4 false teeth.
You're 30 and you got 4 false teeth while making out with his date, which he blamed on aggressive kissing style.
You got to call your dentist, man, not the police.
After 2 hours of police mediation.
What are we doing?
I know. There's 2 hours the police officers can't get back in their life, right?
They'll have a story for the rest of their lives. Though.
After 2 hours of police mediation, the man did he get compensation from the woman.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
She gave him $500.
What? Okay. Awesome.
That great? Oh, for all you ladies out there, Bobby Sherman passed away at the age of 81. Known for his role in the TV series Here Comes the Bride. He was also a very successful singer. I remember the song he has, Julie, Do You Love Me? Was his big hit single. Multiple chart-topping hits over his life. He transitioned from a teen idol to, get a load of this, he definitely changed professions. An EMT.
Oh, there you go.
Love it, man. Here Comes the Bride was his TV. So Bobby Sherman passes away at 81. All right. A lot of you ladies out there going, I remember.
The bad news there, Bobby.
I know.
Good.
Sorry. But he brought a lot of joy to a lot of people's lives. There we go. We'll put it that way. How's that?
There you go.
Okay. Speaking of joy,
and he had O-negative blood. No, and
James is going to bring joy to everyone in the 8 o'clock hour with Swap Shop. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
Time passes much too quickly when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you.